Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today, because that what? That sauce is crazy.
That sauce is crazy. Welcome back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at the Deltaplex on the north end of Grand Rapids. If you're coming over to the show, you got to get here. It's $10. There's a dollar off coupon in a newspaper that they're handing out at the door. So for $9, you could come in here and see 350 different exhibitors, everything from fishing hooks to grills and everything in between. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. We are having a day. And like I said, it's one of those days when I wouldn't want to be anybody else. It's great to be here with my pal, hanging out with all these hunters. And we got another pal right here, looking good in camo. We've got the Meekoff Man from Garrett's.
Good morning.
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
You are like barbecue central these days. What's up with Garrett's Appliance?
Garrett's has got some great grills. Some great sauces and rubs.
You got great grills? I got the right shirt for that. Look at that.
Yeah. Tech grills?
Yeah.
We do.
I know.
It's a great grill, and we've been doing some grill demos on it, testing it out at the store, testing out some sauces and rubs.
Well, we're demoing it for you today, man. You better
absolutely
hang on, because when they taste that venison off it, they buzz right over to Garrett's.
That's great.
I saw the stream yesterday. It was, again, brilliant design.
Oh, man, I'm glad I got my boots on. That's all I can tell, because it's deep in here.
You got to take it when you can get it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've got a whole bunch of barbecue sauces over there. You've got, what's that really cool barbecue sauce? What's the brand on that?
Barbecue sauce is Stockyard.
Oh, that stuff is
That stuff is
awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
You got some great flavors.
Right out of Kansas City, I take it.
Yep, absolutely.
Stockyard. And you got like six versions of it. Did you get any of that bean starter, too?
That we haven't gotten yet.
Oh,
that's on order.
That's heavenly.
Yeah.
It's totally grill stuff. And you've got all kinds of really cool. I noticed you've got these seasonings and these rubs that are all these different competition teams. I mean, you've just got
huge selection.
I know.
And the cool part about that is that we're cooking with some of those. The grilling guys, we're putting our meat where our mouth is today. We talk about grilling 365, and now we're going to be cooking back there for you. Swing by. We're at the north end of the Deltaplex. Garrett's is just a couple booths down from us, but we're actually using the sauces and the rubs that he's selling, and we're going to be demoing them, so there'll be one of these rare opportunities where you can try it before you buy it when it comes to sauces and rubs, because we're going to be using this stuff. If you like it, you can go a couple booths over and pick up a little $5-6. You can turn out meat like the grilling guys are. I think we pleased pretty much everybody that tried some of our stuff, some of that venison and wild boar that we cooked yesterday. We got more wild boar on the look at that rack right there, Bob. I'm sorry, I lost my attention, but this kid's bringing his rack in to get it scored. That thing's huge.
Squirrel!
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and you're not just blowing smoke either.
Well, we're smoking, aren't we?
Yeah, all right. You've been waiting to say that all day, haven't you?
I was waiting in the weeds.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, you've got two stores, and you've got grills and barbecue in both stores.
We do.
Yeah.
In Wyoming on 28th Street and in Kentwood on 29th Street. And we've got Weber, we have Tech, we have DCS, Wolf, and Viking Grill. So we are barbecue central.
And all those sauces and rubs, accessories, Garrett's, it's not just for a dishwasher anymore, is it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's cool. You better get back to that booth, because they're probably stealing your rub right now.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
Yeah, fun store to go into. I mean, this is how appliances and home furnishings need to be sold. I go in there. I mean, their appliances are just the best selection you could ask for. I have their range in my kitchen now, because I couldn't stand it. But fun people to deal with. They service grills. If you got a gas grill, no matter who made it, you can call Garrett's, and they'll buzz out there. They have like a fleet of 20 or 30 service vans. They'll go out and service any of your stuff.
Yeah, they will. And I tell you what, let's talk about the how we're preparing that venison that we're cooking on that tech grill that you could get at Garrett's.
Mm-hmm.
because people are coming up, and the ladies especially are like, no, I don't want venison. I'm not eating deer. And then we con them into taking
a bite.
How
did they say it?
We con them into taking a bite. And then they're like, oh, my goodness, that doesn't even taste like deer. So, again, we were talking a little bit with Duran when he was on the show earlier, but preparing that meat. Bob, tell us a little bit about what you're doing with we were fortunate enough to get some venison round steak. It's not the best cut,
no.
But we've turned it into a really tasty bite. And
yeah,
I just want you to go through that, please.
Yeah, round steak is what people would use for chili typically.
Right.
I mean, it's actually a really tasty steak, but most people overlook it, and they don't give it the credit it's due.
I would say they overcook it.
They overcook it, overlook it, yeah, and they make it a piece of shoe leather.
Right. So what you're doing back there is you're putting a little olive oil on it,
yep.
Right? And we've got some sage and wild mushroom olive oil from the Old World Olive Press, but you're drizzling a little bit of that on there. Not heavy, but just enough to coat it. Then you're putting a little of that Texas T-bone seasoning on there.
Yep, or Cowtown. We're doing several of them. We're basically getting the rub because we're cheap. We're getting it free from Garrett's.
Right. But the cool part about that is you get to taste it, and you can go over there, and you can make the same barbecue that we're making and the same steaks on the grill because it's
real
no
magic.
Simple.
It's no. no magic. The key is with venison, again, it's very lean, very dense, so you're going to want to cook it quick. You're not going to want to overcook it. You're going to want to sear it and seal it. So I want to put a fat on there of some sort. We like our olive oil from Old World Olive Press. We put some nice EVOs on there. And then we're going to put a light coating of a flavor, whatever you like, for herbals. And we're going to get it up to about 980 degrees on that tack. We're going to flash it on both sides real quick. And just keep flipping it until you get your sear marks just right, and you get that sealed in, and you get that temp up to like maybe 145, something like that.
That's right. That is the biggest key of what you just said. The seasonings and the flavoring, that's a personal preference. But something that is consistent about every piece of venison is do not overcook it.
No.
You get it to medium, maybe even medium rare. You pull it off. You're going to put it on the board, let it rest, and it's still going to come up another 3 to 5 degrees when it's sitting on your cutting board. And you don't want to get it to the temperature that you wanted to eat it at. You want to take it off the grill a little early and let it finish on the board, because if you cook it to the temperature you want to eat it at, it's going to be overdone by the time you eat it, because it continues to cook after you take it off the grill.
There's no reason to overcook venison. It's God's perfect meat, okay? It's not some factory thing that's got all kinds of crap in it. It's perfect meat.
And I tell you what, if you just take a little bit of time to prepare it, clean it well, and season it like you like it, it's some of the best tasting meat you'll ever come off your grill. We're big fans of that. And if you come down here to the Deltaplex, to the Hunt and Time Expo, we'll be grilling all afternoon. And we can share our techniques and our tips with you. And you can taste the product as it comes off the grill. We'll put it on the board, let it rest, cut it up, and we're good to go.
That's right. And coming up, we're going to talk to Matt and Barb Pacella from the 211 Bar and Grill up in Onaway. On the next segment, we're going to talk about going up for the sturgeon season unplugged.
Yeah, the grilling guys are going north, far north, for the first time. I got to stay in town next weekend, so Bob's going solo, grabbing a couple other personalities from Lansing.
We got Mad Dog coming with us, baby.
Heading up there, and I'm waiting to hear the ice shanty stories from Sturgeon Camp. So looking forward to that. I'll be checking in with the guys and seeing how that's all going up there. I'm not really sure what to expect, but I'm sure you'll have a good time.
Yeah, we've got Corey and Shasta going up with us from Old World Olive Press. They're just fun people to hang out with, and I think it's going to be sturgeon season unplugged.
Yep, it quit snowing. The sun's shining. You got to get down here to the Deltaplex on the north end of Grand Rapids for the Hunt and Time Expo. There's 350 booths here, all kinds of stuff. They got seminars going on today at 10:30. Just started. They had the Art of Calling Game and Calling Predators coming up at 11:45. Exploiting a Gobbler's Weakness and Habits. I was talking about that. I've never been successful hunting turkeys. So coming up next, we'll talk a little bit about that, as well as Matt and Barb from Sturgeon Central up there in Black Lake. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.